Namaskar and welcome to the Be the Change series. In the past few weeks, the Brahma Kumari's social media team has reached out to our friends who are facing challenges in the changing times. Some of us have dealt with it very beautifully. Some of us have struggled and some of us were brave enough to seek out and ask for help. But not always does it happen that we know where to seek help. Sometimes we were confused whether is it the right place to ask for help. Many of you have written to us, and over the past weeks we have pondered upon the thoughts that you have given to us. We have tried to reach out, we have tried to offer solutions, and we have also tried to bring in the best that is possible. पिछले कई दिनों में ब्रह्मा कुमारी की सोशल मीडिया टीम ने बी द चेंज सीरीज की शुरुआत की और इसका मुख्य उद्देश्य यही था कि हमारे वो दोस्त जो इस बदलते दौर के साथ अपने आप को बदलने की कोशिश कर रहे हैं, अगर उनको किसी मदद की जरूरत है, किसी स्पिरिचुअल गाइडेंस की जरूरत है, इमोशनल सपोर्ट की जरूरत है, तो हम ऑफर कर सकें। और इसमें आप सभी का सहयोग बहुत अच्छा रहा है। आपके रेस्पॉन्सेस को देखते हुए हम पिछले 25 दिनों से आपके साथ जुड़े हुए हैं। हर दिन की तरह इस दिन भी हमारे साथ एक मास्टर ऑफ मेडिटेशन है और आज क्योंकि कार्यक्रम संडे है तो इंग्लिश और हिंदी दोनों में होगा। कोशिश यह रहेगी कि अंग्रेजी के सवालों को हम अंग्रेजी में ही जवाब दें। So you can ask questions in both English and Hindi and we'll partly keep the program in English and Hindi as well. Aaj hamare saath hamare spiritual resource ke roop mein, master of meditation ke roop mein, Brahma Kumari Sister Jayanti hain. Didi Brahma Kumari's ke European director hain. Brahma Kumari's ke UK aur Europe se sambandhit aur Middle East se sambandhit sabhi seva kendro ki nideshika hain. Aur Brahma Kumari's ke United Nations Geneva mein, Brahma Kumari's ke representative hain. Aaj वो हमारे मार्गदर्शन के लिए हमारे साथ उपलब्ध हैं। दीदी वेलकम टू द शो।
नमस्कार ओम शांति।
एज वी स्पीक टुडे वी ऑल हैव अंडरस्टूड दैट दीज टाइम्स हैव बीन चैलेंजिंग एंड ऑफ कोर्स सम ऑफ अस स्टिल हैव हैड डिफिकल्टीज टू डील विद इट। इन द पास्ट फ्यू डेज वी हैव हर्ड दैट मेनी सुसाइड केसेस हैव ऑल्सो कम अप, something which we had never expected from people. Many psychologists have also complained saying that these are times which they had not prepared themselves for. And as we speak today, also one of the prominent cases that came in the media today is one of the famous actors of Indian cinema also committed suicide and it has left people in shocks. There are also shocks that we also had otherwise been facing due to our own responses to the pandemic. So many people have been giving distress calls and talking about how should they deal with the societal tendencies that they are having. So this would be the first question to open with for today's show, that what should people do when they have these societal tendencies and thoughts that come through their mind?
I would like to suggest that they should immediately get them support in their own. Your mind's going down and down and down in a spiral and it might cause a very serious situation. And so if you ever have these thoughts that arise, please seek out a friend who can listen to you, or if you have any contact with professionals, please go to those professionals, any one of them, make contact with them and take their help and guidance. It's very, very important. Literally, it's a question of life and death. But help is available. And if you're ready to take that help, it will maybe save you from doing something that's not very comfortable for anyone at all. And so I seriously recommend that you find help quickly.
Many people have also spoken out and they said that at the times like this when they cannot really go out, people who are in quarantine, where they are already in a medical facility or they are in a containment zone, many of them have also reached out saying that we cannot seek out to professional help, and if at all we can do is we can just speak to our family members. But they've asked, is there a way where how we can help ourselves if we cannot go and seek help from others?
I would suggest that you also find out the nearest contact place for the Brahma Kumaris and ask to speak to a senior person there. There are many places where we have very young people who might not have the expertise or experience, but there are always main centers where we have quite senior people, very experienced yogis, and they would be able to help you. Why I'm still insisting that you seek outside help is because if you could manage your own thoughts, then you wouldn't have reached this condition of suicidal tendency. But the fact that you have reached this condition is telling me that you are not able to manage your own mind, your own thoughts. And so I can suggest, yes, sit and remember God, or sit and remember your own original state of being. But I don't think it'll work, because your thoughts have been whirling around and bringing you to this point. And so you on your own cannot manage. I really do sincerely hope that you will take this to heart and take help, if not from a friend or your family or relative, anyone you can trust. If you can't find a professional person, then I would say yes, reach out to those people at a center where there is someone experienced, and don't be afraid, don't be shy, don't be embarrassed. Just tell them straight out that you want to speak to a senior person because of this level of thinking that's going on in your head.
It's a very good advice, Didi. I believe many people have learned in the past few days. Many of our speakers have told us that we should not be embarrassed or ashamed of asking for help. And this is what we have learned, that if you need help, be brave enough to ask for it. हमारे वो दोस्त जो कार्यक्रम देख रहे हैं, अगर वो चाहते हैं कि कोई सवाल पूछना चाहे, अगर उनके मन में कोई सवाल है, अगर उनके पास कोई प्रश्न है, अगर वो कोई बात शेयर करना चाहते हैं या सिर्फ एक शाउट आउट देना चाहते हैं या फिर उनके पास ऐसे ही कोई ख्याल है जो हमारे साथ रखना चाहते हैं, तो भी वो कर सकते हैं। इस वीडियो के कमेंट सेक्शन में आप अपने सवाल और कमेंट्स भी देख सकते हैं, फीडबैक्स दे सकते हैं, और साथ साथ अगर आप फेसबुक या यूट्यूब पे दे रहे हैं तो दोनों जगह में से किसी एक जगह पर आप अपने कमेंट्स से सवाल छोड़ सकते हैं। उनमें से कुछ समय कमेंट्स को हम स्क्रीन पर दिखाएंगे और पढ़ के भी सुनाएंगे और ज्यादा से ज्यादा सवाल लेने की कोशिश करेंगे। In the past few days, many of our friends have also requested for assistance in learning meditation, and they want that a meditation program could be run online where they could practice meditation. So taking your feedbacks, we have started over the past 4 or 5 days on Brahma Kumari's official Facebook page and the official YouTube channel of the Brahma Kumaris. You can learn guided meditation from 5:30 evening at India time. For 15 minutes, there would be a guided meditation in English, and those of you who would like to do that, you are always welcome to do it. I will take the next question. This question comes from and this question has come into an email form, and this comes from a psychologist. And since it is related, I am taking this question to you, Didi. Over the past few months, many psychologists have been doing online counseling on telephone, on internet, and this person says that he himself is feeling a kind of a burnout from listening to so much of people's grief and so much of people's problems that earlier he had not prepared himself for and he did not know. And now he feels that even though he wants to help, he also feels that he needs time for himself, and he does not know how should he take that break. At times he says that he is working for more than 8 hours a day, and half the time he's just listening to what people have to say.
Well, again, thank you for being brave enough to put that question, because most professionals would not want to acknowledge this. But when it's a situation as you've described, it's absolutely essential to put everything on hold and take even 3 days for yourself and immerse yourself in a spiritual atmosphere, connect yourself with the spiritual teachings that appeal to your heart and your head, and just pursue them so that then you're giving yourself time to regenerate your own inner energy. Because without that, it's going to be a disaster for you, but also for the people you're trying to serve. In burnout condition, I cannot help another who's going through problems. And so the healer has to heal the self. The one who is a carer has to take care of themselves first. And so it's important to recharge your own inner battery. And having taken those 3 days, hopefully you'll be able to tell your patients that, yes, you can connect with them after a period of 3 days. Put a sign up on your website that you're not available for 3 days. Whatever it is you need to do to be really giving yourself that time and space. And what you can do is to watch the website that Brother has just been mentioning, because that will then help you personally also. Maybe you have a form of meditation that you practice. Maybe you haven't given sufficient attention to it. I recommend that you focus your attention there. But maybe you're finding that you're bored with the particular meditation practice you're already doing, which is why you haven't maintained it as a discipline in your life. So whatever situation it is you're in, certainly Raj Yoga meditation in the way that is taught by the Brahma Kumaris is very simple, very easy. It's no conflict with any guru's teachings or anything that you've been hearing so far. It's the simple way to find out what's going on inside my own inner world and connecting with the Supreme. And as a result of that, you'll find that you're able to recharge your own inner battery and be more ready to face things. But for the future, once you're back on track, I would still recommend that you fix a time for yourself, preferably first thing in the morning, because the early morning hours are the time for the recharging in the best way possible, because then through the day you have that inner energy to be able to cope with whatever comes in front of you. If you're meditating at night, no problem, that's also fine. But it doesn't do the same work as the morning meditation. And so I would recommend that after your 3-day sabbatical, you take time for yourself every morning and every night, do an audit for the self so that you know what it is you need to pay attention to the next day, and begin the next day with a fresh, clean sheet so that nothing of yesterday is impacting today in a negative way. The lessons you've learned from yesterday, keep those with yourself, but beyond that, you don't need to have the guilt or the feeling of sorrow or anything else from the past. Just keep yourself focused on what is needed at this moment of time, having learned the lessons from yesterday.
Thank you, Didi. The next question comes in as a form of a petition that has come up just today. And it is an online petition where it has, where women, the Working Women's Association has asked the government to regulate and bring in a guideline where it becomes mandatory for men in the family to help them doing household work. And the petition mentions that an amazing 33% of India's workforce is women, where they are doing, they're managing their families and they're also doing full-time jobs. And since now most of us are working from home, especially working mothers and working women are facing high demands from family because children are at home not many people in the family are helping them to do domestic work in the home, like cleaning, cooking, feeding, helping, washing clothes and other things. So the stress levels for them has also increased tremendously, and they have sought out for help. And for them, with a situation like this, they do not know where to complain and where to seek solutions from. What would you suggest for them?
It's sad that it has to be an official petition to the government to make sure that there's a sharing of the labor that goes on in the household. It would have been a much more reasonable situation to imagine that the woman could speak to her children if they're old enough and to her husband and sit them down and say, okay, look, this is the story now, you're all part of it. Can we all come together and make a difference? And if you engage yourself in this bit, this bit, this bit, and this bit, I'll still do my bit, my share, but I need your help and support to make sure that everything moves in the right way. And I hope that certainly within some households where there are women and men listening to this, I hope that they'll make note of this and take it into their own hands to resolve their own household story. And I know that the subject of relationships is a very sticky one. It's the cause of the highest levels of stress, even in happier times without COVID and lockdown. Stress was always the factor that came highest in terms of relationships. But I hope that when there's something that's affecting all of us mutually, you know, sometimes you say that, well, I have too much stress at work. But no, this is stress for everyone. We're all in the same situation. And so for me, the normal thing would be to actually talk it out, speak about it, because otherwise people will say, like young teenagers who could do a lot around the house, they have the time, they have the energy. It doesn't require any skill or past experience. You just have to roll up your sleeves and get on with it. My hope would be that if there's an open conversation in this way, then everybody would chip in. I understand that there are some households where this might not be possible. And I would suggest in those cases, bring in a trusted elder from your family or friends circle who can sit everybody down and mediate in this way on an informal level. You see, in the past, when we had the bigger extended families living together, there was always someone who people could turn to at moments of crisis and stress. And that individual, whether the matriarch or a senior person, a patriarch or an aunt or an uncle, would have everyone's confidence and they would be the person who would mediate. Well, we can still go back to that scene, even though we're not living together anymore, most cases. But we can still bring in someone who is trusted by everyone to help us. Because the problem with going to the government is, well, a good step is that at least it's made public, a situation that was hidden under the carpet before. But I haven't seen laws impact a domestic situation. That's the bottom line. Domestic violence, of course, there are laws against that. But to what extent are they being followed through and observed? You see, once you close the door, the family is private. And whatever goes on within that situation where the doors are closed is just between the family members. And so the governments can write laws to say, yes, everybody should do a certain amount of housework. But I don't see that it's going to be implemented in a real way. Whereas I do see that personal communication, talking together as a family and suggesting, well, that's something that even you can do without experience. Cooking, maybe they'll have to learn, but come and I'll teach you. Work with me and I'll teach you a few basic things and you can then improvise and see how far you get with that. And the other thing is a mediator from the family, a trusted friend or a relative. I think that those two methods are more likely to bring a practical change in the situation rather than the government. But yes, it's been a good move in that it's made the media. The media is making people aware that this is a real issue that has to be dealt with. So that's excellent. Hello. Is there another question that's there? Or, yeah. Would you be able to speak it out, Srinidhi? I'm not hearing you. Hello? I think that I'll just share the fact that communication is such an important thing. And if we learn to communicate with respect with each other, things can change quite dramatically. What I'm going to do is to read the question that's come in. Okay, this is from Sapna. You always say, look at yourself as a soul, but it's difficult to see other people as souls only. What readings and studies should you do to reach a stage to see other simple as souls only and not their outer self? My own experience with this, Sapna, is that if I'm practicing soul consciousness, then of course, when I look at another, I also see them as souls. If I don't have the practice of being soul conscious myself, then I'm thinking of others as also going to be the same. So the basic consciousness is the one that I have for myself. And in this awareness of the soul, then I can see others as souls also. And yes, there are lots and lots of different books, practical meditation, The Companion of God, different things, so many things that are available from the Brahma Kumaris. So you'll be able to pick up something and any spiritual material will bring you to that awareness of soul consciousness and being able to see others as souls also. So I wish you well on your journey. And the fact that you're asking this question is very lovely because it indicates that this is something that you're looking at quite seriously and you're wanting to practice this consciousness. And if there's another question, then Urmila, how can we forget those memories and those people who have left a negative image in our mind? It's up to me. If I choose to carry all those negative images of situations and people, I'm going to be creating pain and sorrow for myself again and again and again. It's like a wound that's festering. I'm not allowing it to heal. And if you want a wound to heal, maybe the first thing you have to learn is not keep scratching it. If I keep scratching it again and again, how am I going to survive? But something happened. Now let me explore that whole situation and ask myself the question, what lessons did I learn from that? And surely there are many, many lessons I learned about myself, about trusting other people, or not trusting other people and how to be able to discern when to trust, when not to trust. So let me just look at the questions that have come up in my mind about the whole situation and see if there are lessons I've learned. And then let me take those lessons and say, now I understand. I needed to pass through this exam to be able to know what it is I need to do next. So thank you. Thanks to the universe, thanks to the drama of life that I was able to understand. And now it's time to move on and not hold on to those things. And people, the same. Can I think about the special things they taught me, the good things I learned from them, the good experiences I had with them? And if there's nothing, then I say, okay, you came into my life to settle some karma, and now that chapter is over. I refuse to reopen it again. But if there are lessons that I have learned from that individual, there are things that they taught me that I didn't know, well, I appreciate that and say thank you. And now I've taken what I need, so I'm going to now move on. I'm going to set myself free. It's important to forgive and become free. I'm not doing the other a favor through forgiveness. I'm liberating myself and achieving freedom for myself through forgiveness. But if I hang on to those things, my life every moment is going to be filled with sorrow. And this is not what human life is actually about. Okay, this is more difficult. It's Hindi. Sunanda. Is samye ka bade logon par bahut asar hua hai. Har koi apne tarike se is mushkil se lad raha hai. Lekin hamare bache kaise is mushkil se niklenge? Unka mansik vikas kaise honga? Itne prashna hai bachon ke dimag mein. Kaise hal honga? Unka dar kaise niklenga? Jo bade hain, wo to samajh rahe hain ki iska karan kya hai COVID ke aane ka. कि हम लोगों ने ही नेचर के साथ प्रकृति के साथ जो भी पशु पंछी है उनों के साथ जिस तरह से सारा व्यवहार किया है हिंसा का और टोटल इम्बैलेंस लाया है सारी सृष्टि के अंदर इस कारण से ये बातें आ रही है. तो अभी बच्चों ने तो कुछ नहीं किया, हम लोगों ने ही किया. तो हम लोगों को इस बात को अच्छी तरह से समझ करके अपने बच्चों को बताना होगा ये जो हम लोगों ने बैलेंस छोड़ दिया था इस कारण से ये बीमारियां इतनी फैली है. परंतु अभी हमको जो कुछ इस बात से सीखना है हम सीखे और हम आगे बढ़े. हमको विशेष क्या सीखना है? अपने आंतरिक आत्मा को जान करके अपनी स्थिति को स्वमान में रखना. और जब हम अपने स्वमान में स्थित होते हैं तो फिर हम औरों को भी मान दे सकते हैं, हम पशु पंछी को भी मान दे सकते हैं और हम प्रकृति का भी मान रख सकते हैं. जब हमारे अंदर रिस्पेक्ट खुद के लिए है, वो भी प्रश्न आता है क्यों है या नहीं है. कारण अपने लिए रिस्पेक्ट नहीं रहता क्योंकि हम देखते हैं कि कई बार हम ऐसे कर्म करते हैं जो हमारे विवेक के अगेंस्ट है. हम उस समय ये नहीं सोचते हैं कि मुझे क्या करना चाहिए. हम उस समय अपने इमोशन से या फीलिंग से कुछ कर लेते, अपने विवेक का काम अलाउ नहीं करते, तो फिर वो गलत हो जाता. तो फिर अपने आंतरिक जानकारी जो है सत्यता की, उसके हम अगेंस्ट जा रहे हैं. तो फिर उस हिसाब से यही मुश्किल बात आती कि अपनी मानसिक स्थिति, स्वमान की स्थिति कम हो जाती. तो पहले तो हम अपने विवेक को सुने, उस अनुसार काम करें. बच्चों को भी यही शिक्षा दें कि अपने विवेक से काम लेवे. ऐसे ही औरों के संग में आकर के या औरों को कहने से हम बिल्कुल उस बात को स्वीकार करें, नहीं विवेक से काम ले रही, क्यों? बेशक किसी के कहने से मैंने कुछ किया तो भी आखिर भी जिम्मेवार कौन? मैंने कर्म किया न कि उन्होंने। 10 लोगों ने मुझे कहा परंतु किया तो मैंने। तो उस बात का ध्यान रख करके हम ये सोचे कि अभी मुझे क्या करना चाहिए। उसमें भी बच्चों को हम जितना जितना अपने खुद की धारणा से शिक्षा देंगे तो उन्हों के अंदर वैल्यूज आएंगी। और अभी का समय ऐसा है जबकि किसके पास गाड़ी है या नहीं है, इट डजंट मैटर, गाड़ी चला नहीं सकते हैं। किसके पास बड़ा घर है, छोटा घर है, इट डजंट मैटर, एवरीबडी इज इन लॉकडाउन। तो जो सिचुएशन अभी आई है, इसी से ही आप बच्चों को ये शिक्षा दे सकते कि जो आंतरिक खुशी है वो बाहर की वस्तुओं में नहीं है, अपने ही अंदर के संकल्प, अंदर के विचार, अंदर की जो स्थिति है उसी में ही अपना सुख है, अपनी खुशी है, उसी में ही हम अपनी सत्यता को ढूंढें, उसी में ही हम अपनी स्थिति को प्रेम संपन्न बनाकर रखें। बाद में कहेंगी कि कोविड के आने से बहुत कुछ प्राप्ति हो सकती यदि हम यदि हम अपनी स्थिति को हम ठीक रखते हैं तो बच्चों को भी बहुत अच्छी तरह से हम अच्छी अच्छी बातों की शिक्षा दे सकेंगे अपने जीवन की धारणाओं के द्वारा। जी
दीदी, ये बात तो बहुत अच्छी आपने कही। मैं एक और प्रश्न लेना चाहता हूँ। कुछ दोस्तों ने ये कहा कि बच्चों के मामले में जो अभी आप ये चीजें कह रहे हैं ये बहुत ही फायदेमंद है कि हम बच्चों को ये सारी चीजें सिखा सके। कुछ माता पिता ये भी चाहते हैं कि वो भी बच्चों को स्पिरिचुअलिटी के बारे में, इन चीजों के बारे में बता सकें, कुछ पॉजिटिविटी के बारे में बता सकें ताकि बच्चे उन चीजों को सीख सके। बट अक्सर उनका कंप्लेन ये होता है कि बच्चे इन सब चीजों में इंटरेस्ट नहीं लेते हैं, तो फिर उनको लगता है कि तब उन्हें हम क्या करें। हमें लगता है कि ये फायदे की चीज है, उनके लिए हम सुनाना चाहते हैं बट वो इंटरेस्ट नहीं दिखाते हैं, टीनेजर्स हैं, तो कैसे इन चीजों को परोसा जाए उन्हें।
मैंने देखा है कि वैल्यूज की जो बात आती है वो सिखाने की नहीं आती है, वो होती है डेमोन्स्ट्रेशन करने से। कहते हैं वैल्यूज कांट बी टॉट, दे कैन बी कॉट। तो मानो कि वो स्पिरिचुअलिटी को ना भी माने, इट्स ओके, आप फोर्स नहीं कर सकते हैं किसी को कि स्पिरिचुअलिटी को माने, परंतु आप अपने ही चाल चलन से आप उन्हों को शिक्षा दे सकते हैं। वो देखेंगे मानो कि किसका फोन आता, आपने कितना धीरज से शांति से उसकी बात सुनी, फिर उसके बात को आपने जो मानना है नहीं मानना है जो भी बातचीत की, परंतु वो आपके टोन से और बॉडी लैंग्वेज से ही समझ सकते हैं कि आपका औरों के प्रति कहाँ तक रिगार्ड है, तो फिर वो सीखेंगे। और यदि वो कभी आपसे फिर प्रश्न पूछे कि माता जी इस व्यक्ति ने इस तरह से बातचीत की आपके साथ जो हमको अच्छा नहीं लगा, परंतु आपने बड़े प्रेम से, बड़े शांति से, धीरज से उन्हों को बहुत अच्छा उत्तर दिया, आपने की कैसे काम किया? हमारे सामने भी ऐसे बातें आती है और हम नहीं डील कर पाते हैं। तो वो आपका चरित्र देख करके, आपके वैल्यूज को जीवन में देख करके खुद ही प्रश्न पूछेंगे और सीखने की भावना रखेंगे। तो अभी समय है प्यार से चलाएं, फोर्स फीडिंग नहीं चल सकता। स्पिरिचुअलिटी तो अपने दिल की चॉइस होती है, आपके दिल की चॉइस वो स्वीकार करे या न करे, दैट्स अप टू देम, परंतु आपको बहुत ही प्यार से उनको हर बात समझानी होगी।
जी, ये बच्चों के बारे में आपने जो बात कही दीदी वो तो सही है। इससे ही मिलता जुलता एक और प्रश्न मैं ले रहा हूँ, उसमें ये कहते हैं कि स्पिरिचुअलिटी तो मुझे बहुत इंटरेस्ट है, इनका नाम है राहुल, और कहते हैं कि स्पिरिचुअलिटी में जितना इंटरेस्ट मैं अपने लिए लेता हूँ, मैं ये भी सोचता हूँ कि मेरे भी इसी इंटरेस्ट ले। जब वो इन चीजों में इंटरेस्ट नहीं लेती है तो अक्सर मेरे को गुस्सा आता है, मुझे लगता है कि ये कोऑपरेट नहीं कर रहे हैं। हालांकि मैं उनकी भलाई के लिए ये चीज कह रहा हूं, तो एडल्ट्स भी समझते नहीं है, तो एक अलग सा कश्मकश की जलती है कि मुझे कैसे रिएक्ट करना चाहिए, क्योंकि मैं कोई बुरी चीज के लिए आपको नहीं कह रहा, तो आप क्यों नहीं इंटरेस्ट लेते?
राहुल, आपने जैसे खुद ही बताया कि मैं रिएक्ट करता हूँ जोश से, तो मैं आपसे प्रश्न पूछने चाहती हूँ कि ये कहाँ तक स्पिरिचुअलिटी आपको कहती है कि जोश से रिएक्ट करो? आपने तो स्पिरिचुअलिटी को अच्छा माना, परंतु आपने कहाँ तक स्पिरिचुअलिटी को अपने जीवन में धारण किया? जो घर वाले होते हैं वो आपके शब्दों को नहीं सुनने के लिए तैयार होते, वो कहेंगे आपकी बात अपने पास रखो, परंतु वो ये देखने चाहते हैं कि आपके जीवन में कितना परिवर्तन आया। तो जब आपके जीवन का परिवर्तन देखेंगे तो फिर वो कहेंगे हाँ, इस बात में कुछ जरूर शक्ति है, इस बात में कुछ सत्यता जरूर है। तो आप फोर्स करके किसी के इंटरेस्ट को नहीं जागृत कर सकते, आप अपने जीवन के परिवर्तन से उनका इंटरेस्ट जागरण कर सकते। मानो कि यदि पहले भी आप में जोश है और अभी भी आप में जोश है, तो उसका मतलब कि स्पिरिचुअलिटी से आपको कुछ प्राप्ति नहीं हुई, तो वो फिर क्यों स्पिरिचुअलिटी को स्वीकार करेंगे? परंतु जब वो देखेंगे कि स्पिरिचुअलिटी से आपके जीवन में परिवर्तन आया है, तो वो कहेंगे कि हाँ, इसमें मुझे भी कुछ समय देना चाहिए, मुझे भी कुछ ध्यान देना चाहिए, तो वो फिर उस बात को स्वीकार करने लगेंगे। बट लिटरली यू हैव टू बी द चेंज। आप उसको कहेंगे कि हाँ, स्पिरिचुअलिटी से बहुत फायदा है, अभी तक तो उसको कुछ फायदा नजर ही नहीं आया क्योंकि आपके जीवन में वो परिवर्तन नहीं देखा।
जी, एक और सवाल है जो मनीषा जी पूछते हैं, और इन्होंने ये सवाल पूछा है, ये वर्क प्लेस से रिलेटेड है। बहुत बार हम लोग कॉन्फिडेंट होते हैं, और कॉन्फिडेंट होते हैं तो हम चीजें बड़ी हिम्मत से कर लेते हैं, हमें लगता है कि हाँ, हमको पता है। और कभी कभार हम ओवर कॉन्फिडेंट हो जाते हैं, और कभी कभार हमारा ओवर कॉन्फिडेंस अरोगेंस बन जाता है। तो सब लोग कहते तो हैं कि कॉन्फिडेंस अच्छी चीज है, मगर कब हम कॉन्फिडेंस से ओवर कॉन्फिडेंट और ओवर कॉन्फिडेंस से अरोगेंट होते हैं, इन तीनों चीजों के बारे में फर्क कैसे रखें ताकि हम कहीं अरोगेंट ना हो जाएं डीलिंग्स में? वर्क प्लेस पे तो ये चीज बहुत ज्यादा अखरती है, लोगों को दिखाई भी देता है, तो बट तब तक बहुत ज्यादा डैमेज हो जाता है। तो कैसे हम इस चीज को चेक में रखें कि हम कॉन्फिडेंट तो हैं बट ओवर कॉन्फिडेंट और इग्नोरेंस नहीं हो रहे हैं, अरोगेंट नहीं हो रहे हैं?
मैं समझती ये प्रश्न इंग्लिश में आया है, तो मैं इंग्लिश में ही जवाब देती हूँ। इट्स वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट टू प्रैक्टिस गोइंग इनसाइड एंड बी सोल कॉन्शियस, बिकॉज ओनली व्हेन आई एम सोल कॉन्शियस देन कैन आई हैव द एबिलिटी टू लर्न एंड ऑल्सो हैव ह्यूमिलिटी। आई कैन मेंटेन माई ओन स्टेट ऑफ डिग्निटी एंड सेल्फ रिस्पेक्ट and keep learning. And it's not a problem to say, I understand this much, but I don't understand the next steps. It's not anything that's going to take away your confidence to say, I'd like to learn what the next steps are. And if you're ready to learn, then there'll be many people who are ready to assist you and cooperate with you. If you say, well, I know everything, or I know more than you, then who's going to come forward to support you and help you and cooperate with you? They'll say, fine, let her get on with it. She'll do what she can. And of course, there'll always be situations in which I need help and support from others, which I cannot manage on my own. And so the way to develop that inner stage of humility and yet still have dignity is soul consciousness. The most important people I've met are the people who've had humility. I think about the seniors of our organization, women who've led this organization. meditation and have brought you to the point of being a worldwide organization. They've had need to have met, was too humble, very great. He'd reached the highest position in his church, but very, very humble. And he actually came to India at one point, and his humility won the hearts of people who were not Christians, because they could see him demonstrating what it means to be a man of faith. And so today at work, if I practice going inside, being soul conscious, then I'm able to have dignity, I'm able to have greatness, but I keep myself open for learning so that I can take benefit and keep moving forward. If I stop learning, that's it. That's the end. There is no progress for me whatsoever.
I'd like to take the next question. It comes from Madhuri. Madhuri has joined us on Facebook, and she says, as I'm living a simple life and I have to do a lot of service, Seva, how do we contribute to this world starting from home? I think this is something that has come up to many people who work in the NGO sectors or in the service sector is also this, that even though they have simple lives, they're also doing a lot on their own. But when they want to do something more for common people or for everybody else around, or to do something, to contribute something to the world, where do we start? Where does it actually begin?
Years ago, I had decided that my life was to be of service, and I was 19 at the time, and he was 92. And he asked me a series of questions. He said to me, is it possible to remove poverty from the world? And I was silent. I waited for him to reply. And he said, yes, it's possible. Is it possible to remove suffering from the world? Yes, it's possible. Is it possible to remove illness from the world? And again, his response was, yes, it's possible. But these things will only go away if people have understood that the cause of all these problems are lust, anger, attachment, greed, and ego. When people have understood that we have to eliminate these negative tendencies, then all the problems will also be solved. But this isn't something you can tell people to do. You have to do it yourself, and they'll then be able to be inspired seeing your change. And I've never forgotten that lesson, because it's true. If you look at what's going on with COVID, now look at the genesis of this. Now, was it a conspiracy? Was it planned? Did it just happen? What were the reasons for it to happen? You can see that there's a lot of ego and attachments and greed all mixed up within that, and the world is suffering as a result. We might never be able to actually find out what the exact truth is, but it's okay. We don't have to worry about that even, but you can identify very quickly. Greed played a major part. Ego and attachments also played a great part. So whether it's COVID, whether it's climate change, whether it's the crash of the economy today, the cause are these five negative expressions of human nature. And I can't say to you, why aren't you dealing with your anger? Well, have I dealt with mine first? And so when I truly can transform and change myself, then others will see and say, yes, it's possible to change in human life. So the ultimate service is this. And maybe I've taken you in it too deeply, and maybe you didn't think about it in that way before. But it's okay. Think about it now, and you'll see how really genuine seva, genuine services through my life, then I can help others also. And the other thing I would like to suggest is have a very pure, clean heart so that you have nothing, nothing but good wishes for everyone, not just for a few people, not just for your own family. Yes, of course, charity begins at home. But apart from that, let there be nothing but good wishes for everyone. And as you send out those vibrations of good wishes, you're helping your home. Those vibrations help everyone in the home, but also you're helping your neighborhood, you're helping the city, you're helping the world.
Summed it up very beautifully, and you have also mentioned that where one could actually begin, one person could start from his or her own home, and probably then it reaches out to the world as we know. This is also something that we've been asking all our masters every day. The question is about how you have dealt with the situation of a lockdown or of the pandemic going around. And I believe you have traveled all around, and your work takes you to different places for spiritual guidance, or for public engagements, for so many talks, so many conferences where you represent the Brahma Kumaris. So over the past 3 months, all of that has come to a different standstill, I should say. So how did you deal with it? How and what spiritual principles helped you to stay calm, to stay still, and to give so much to the world, even when physically you could not go around, where your physical presence could not be felt?
A lesson that I learned right at the start of my spiritual journey was to use my time in a worthwhile way. And so when lockdown started, there was a very interesting situation I had to deal with. The woman who had been my teacher, my mentor, my spiritual guide for 62 years, I've known her most of my life, and I lived with her for 40 years. She passed away on the 27th of March. And fortunately, I was here with her in Mount Abu at that time. And I could see that lockdown was a blessing because it gave me the time and space to be able to stay in the ashram in India so that I could immerse myself in the atmosphere here. Going back to London and getting on with my hectic schedule of travel would have, and there was a hectic schedule lined up already all the way through till I think September, but it was important to be still, to have time to reflect and understand what had happened and to feel the spiritual power behind all of that. But also the lesson that she had taught me to use time in a worthwhile way meant that every single day has been very, very rich and full. Living in a community, you see many people. And the community I'm in has around 1,500 people, even at this moment of lockdown. All the other guests and visitors who are here have all returned back to their homes, but it's about around 1,500 who are here. So on the one side, morning times for spiritual study. Through the day, there was chances to do classes on technology, through internet with many countries and also cities in India, actually. But some of the time was also spent in getting to know the family here. So I think for 5 days, every day for 3 hours, I was visiting the different departments to see in depth what it is that they actually do. The people I've looked at, I know their faces, I know some of the names, not most of them, but it was a work, what is the detail behind the work they do, and it's quite stunning. I mean, Abu caters for 200,000 visitors per year in a normal year. This year is, of course, completely different. And to cater for 200,000 guests every single year, can you imagine? Multiply what you do for your family for four people and see what it means to think about programs, events, cleaning, washing, cooking, feeding. Everything gets magnified to a huge scale. And yet, everything happens seamlessly. I was with one of the sisters who runs some of the departments here. And she said, we had a meeting. And within the meeting, we discussed everything that we needed to. But everybody knew what they had to do. They've been doing it for some years. And that's it. I don't have to think anymore. And on the 24th of June is a special memorial day for us, for the mother of our organization. And she said that I explained to them and they understood and they're going to take care of it. And so everything happens seamlessly. And it's just been very beautiful to see a little glimpse of how things are managed here. But the main thing was I wanted to use my time in a worthwhile way. I wasn't going to complain. I wasn't going to moan. I just knew it was a fantastic opportunity. Travel brings its own learnings, but being stable brings its learnings too.
When you mentioned that travel brings its own learning, but staying still also has its own benefits and it gives you a different learning as well. Thank you so much for sharing those personal insights as well. And there are so many people who are commenting on the talk and they're saying that it is such a wonderful speech, how inspired they are by listening to you. There are many comments that we can see on the screen. Madhuri says that beautifully said. Thank you very much, Didi. On Facebook, and of course if I go on reading comments I would probably not do justice to the questions that many people still have. I think we have another 5 minutes or so to left, so I would ask a last question for the day. For people who are curious about this thing, I think this is a general question that has come in many times over the past 3 weeks or so, that when will this all get over? We're all hopeful that things will get better, but at the same time, there is also an anxiety that is building up in our minds. We'll wait for this day, we'll wait for so-and-so day, so-and-so month to come when things will get back to normal and probably we'll have a normal way of living. So that buildup of anxiety, of hope, is also causing some people a kind of pressure of the expectation. So what do you have to say about it? How should people deal with it?
I think it's very important to stay in the present, in the moment. Let me not create imaginary scenarios, maybe this, maybe this, maybe this, maybe this. What we do know is that even after lockdown eases, it's going to be a slow, steady movement back to what is normal. You don't know what is normal anymore. But everything is going to take time to settle. We know that for sure. But my worrying about it isn't going to help me on any level at all. So let me keep my mind peaceful, stable, and calm and say, okay, what can I do today to prepare for what the future holds? I can make sure I fill myself with inner power. I can make sure that I keep my life very simple so that I'm not chasing after things anymore, because COVID taught me that I can't even go out shopping except for basic essentials. Well, I managed for the last few months, so do I need to go to restaurants? Do I need to do this? Do I need to do that? No, I can keep my life very simple. And so the third thing is, let me appreciate the ones who are closest to me, because that's a stable situation that is going to help me for the future. Whether things are difficult or things are easy, these three factors are always going to be there with me to support me. My closest ones, my dearest ones, if I've given them time, attention, and my care and love today, they'll be there to support me for the future. And so I would recommend, rather than let your mind go whizzing around here and there and go around in circles, just learn to meditate, take spiritual power inside, and be in charge of your own mind, so that your mind doesn't lead you into negativity or fear or doubt, but your mind is able to be your best friend, not your enemy, but your best friend, and helps you in achieving that goal of happiness and developing your own highest potential.
Thank you so much, Didi. Like you were saying, that it is important to strengthen our minds and to draw spiritual power. I believe every day we spend the last 5 minutes of this program with meditating with our masters, who have mastered meditation themselves, and they would lead us to meditation. Thank you so much for taking time today and speaking to all of our friends who joined us on Facebook and on social media platforms, including YouTube. Many of them are commenting. There are comments that we are showing on the screen. I would not want to read all of them, because that would take another hour or so to just read out the thank you messages. Thank you so much for all of you who have joined us in today, today's episode, both on Facebook and other social media platforms, YouTube. And thank you so much for your participation, for your appreciation. Thank you so much for opening your hearts and asking questions, which has made this session very interesting. And on all of your behalfs, I would thank Sister Jenny that she took time out for us and she came here and shared her insights and wisdom with us. Didi, may I please request you to please guide us to a meditation for the next few minutes, where we want to meditate with you and we want to strengthen ourselves for the coming days.
Carry on sitting comfortably. And I'll speak out my own thoughts and invite you to follow those ideas. Sitting quietly, I go on an inner journey. I come to the awareness of Om, I am Shanti. I am a being of peace. I hold peace in my mind and become peaceful myself. My thoughts are filled with peace, the feeling of peace. And in this awareness, I can feel the presence of the divine. The supreme. And from the soul, those qualities, and in this awareness, I feel the light of love, healing the soul, uplifting the soul, and giving me courage and hope. From the source of light, I feel the light of truth and the power of truth liberates me from darkness, from ignorance, from falsehood. The light of the divine, it's a light of purity and filling myself with purity, I am liberated from all sorrow that comes from negativity. The root of sorrow is negativity. Spells this totally, so that I can be happy and joyful again. The light of the divine is not just for me, it's for all those around me. And God's light reaches out to the animals, all forms of life, and it reaches all the elements of nature. So there is purification in the world. I hold this inner connection with the divine and come back to the consciousness of the moment, here and now. But I keep this connection with myself. Om Shanti. Thank you.